Blog Talk Radio.
Was just being a slight bit of a brat.
GLaDOS was like, I got this. Y'all go ahead and go back to sleep.
No, GLaDOS. Stab you in the face.
Yeah, all the news will be about how she's going to feed you that cake. The cake that's a lie.
The cake is a lie. Oh, you go with pie.
You know what? What was it, the two things you guys came up with last night? Yeah, I got to write those down.
I don't know. We're going to have to go back and listen now.
I am going to go back and listen because they were nice. Good morning, lovely peoples.
Good morning, good morning. It is hump day.
Is it?
Hump day.
Yes. Hump day?
It's hump day.
Do you know what happens on hump day?
Leroy Jenkins!
That's what happens on hump day. Wake up,
yes,
people.
Yes, that happens too. I'm not allowed to talk about what happens on hump day, at least during the day.
That's not what I was talking about. See, I see where Ginger's mind goes every time. It don't matter what time of the day.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm the sweet little innocent one, so.
That doesn't make you sweet and innocent. That just means you're not getting caught, as you said last night.
I said that off air.
Yes, I'm bringing it to the air. That's right.
You hear this? She is telling all my secrets. All right.
All right.
I need to image.
I need to say the happiest of birthdays to a former GGR alum who is now 85 today. She's going to cut me.
Oh, you will get cut.
Yeah, I am going to.
Trouble.
Oh, she's going to cut me like nobody's business.
Like I said, I didn't do it.
I'm going to be looking up and it's going to be somebody banging on my office window. You know what? Trick, tramp. I can't say the other words I'll be called on air during the day. Technically, we could, but we try to give you a clean show so that you can enjoy it at work. But anyway, happy birthday to you. And yes, this is the second time I've wished her happy birthday because apparently she says we're all dyslexic because I said her happy birthday on the 12th. I don't know why it's stuck in my head as a 12th, but it seems like we've done lunch on the 12th as her birthday. Maybe it was just an early thing for me. I don't know. Anyway, stay out of trouble.
You know, I've got friends that I do that. I'm horrible. And they know it. I've got a friend of mine I've had since I was like 4, and she's lucky if I ever get her birthday right.
Yeah, right there with you, Jen. I never get a birthday, right.
I never. I have to put it in my phone, and it has to be like a week out reminding me. Otherwise, I just...
That's the problem now, is I have all of your birthdays, or I had all of your birthdays in my old phone, and y'all know I got the Droid, so I don't have some birthdays.
Droid.
So I don't have them, and that's just pretty much what happened. It wasn't that I don't love you, it's that I don't have it.
Is it holy that she doesn't love us?
You know I love you. Y'all Christmas presents ain't gonna make it to you before. Look, your Christmas presents ain't gonna make it to you before Christmas. But I do love you. So they're coming, but they're not gonna get there.
No love for us at all.
I missed my deadline to get them in the mail, so that they can get there on time. You know when they tell you you have to mail it today to get it on time? Yeah, I didn't get it in there at time.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried one of my guests wasn't gonna get here in time.
Let me just say, I did go out to complete my last Christmas shopping run, and if I didn't get you a present yesterday, you ain't getting one. Don't feel offended. I'll give it to you January, birthday something. But it was rather tame out. It was not bad. It was nice. Barnes & Noble was a little busy, but it wasn't the frantic busy. You know, where the people are fighting each other, threatening to kill each other over stuff.
Yeah.
And there were still lots of nice books left, and it was nice.
So if you're still trying to... You're not right. He's got sandwich pictures all up on his wall. I don't like
it. Yeah, he does. He likes to do that. That's why I refuse to look at his tweets sometimes during the show. It wasn't what I was going to say, but I'm not going to say that on air. Yeah. Anyway, we need to get to some news quickly before I say something I'm not...
Well, I have got some good news.
Yes.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Y'all know I usually go with the bad news, but this is some good news.
Ooh, yay, sure.
Yes. If you are in the Atlanta area, Women in Games International Atlanta chapter opening in January.
Yay!
Deborah Thomas, CEO and president of Silly Monkey LLC, and president of the Georgia Game Developers Association, plans to launch the first chapter of Women in Gaming International in the eastern United States by convening the first meeting at Battles and Brew Food and Games, 279 Powers Ferry Road, Suite H, Marietta, Georgia, on January 16th of 2012. So if you're in the area and you're a girl, if you're a gamer, go to this. Mm-hmm. Women in Games International is made up of both female and male professionals working to promote the inclusion and advancement of women in the global games industry.
Yes, and I happen to say I was a founding member. Yay, I'm happy to be saying yay.
Yay! WIGI promotes diversity in all areas of video game development and advocates on behalf of women and men for better work-life balance, healthy work conditions, increased opportunities, and career support resources. The organization believes that increased equality and camaraderie among genders can make global impacts. All right, so the Atlanta meetings are scheduled for every third Monday of the month beginning January 16th. Sponsors will host the meeting once quarterly on a revolving basis. So far, Battle and Brew and the Knowledge Development Center, KDC, and the Perimeter Center are confirmed sponsors. A Midtown Atlanta location is currently being negotiated. Members will participate in learning events and receive a quarterly informational newsletter produced by O'Neill Communications. Deborah Thomas will serve as the Atlantic chapter lead, while Roman James of O'Neill Communications will serve as the Director of Marketing and Communications. All right, so if you're interested in this, like I said, if you're in the area, Atlanta area, it's womenin games international.org.
Yes. It's been a hard road for Wiggy to get this organized, so they definitely need the support. Yeah, that's what we would call it. Yeah, so we did some amazing things in the beginning, and then it kind of fell apart. I am so happy that it stuck around because, you know how I am. It ain't working? Okay, I'm out. I'll see y'all later.
I'm all happy. I got through my first story with only one little stutter.
I wanted to mess with you, but I didn't this time. See?
No, so mean. So mean to me all.
Why am I mean? Time. Because I had to point it out. I said,
so mean.
I love you. You know I love you.
Just love you. No, I'm not in the giving spirit at all, Jay. Where were you, Jay?
Ooh, well,
you were not here.
I'm moving along. There's some other interesting, not so good news for those of you who have Verizon Ginger. Pay attention.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to? You ready for this?
I don't know. Where am I?
Well, Verizon suffered yet another nationwide data outage.
No.
And apparently they don't like that I'm doing this story because my page will not load at times for the night. I'll tell you what I got. According to VentureBeat this morning, losing network access seems to be a common occurrence for Verizon Wireless customers these days who woke up to yet another nationwide data outage early this morning. The outage is supposed to affect the carrier's 3G and 4G LTE data networks. Drove subscribers to Verizon's technical... Yeah, see, now my page decided to refinish reloading right then. Verizon hasn't yet divulged the cause of the outage, but it seems... Will you stop it, Paige? Okay. It's still doing it. Damn it, Comcast, you need to be on this list too? Okay.
I tell you, like I said, the other night, the whole town, nobody had any internet. It was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want me to correct me when I call. We're Xfinity now. No, you are Comcast. You are Roadrunner. You're all of it. You're evil. Okay, anyway, Verizon hasn't yet divulged the cause of the outage, but it seems the service is slowly being restored, according to Engadget. Verizon suffered a similar outage for its LTE network earlier this month, as well as back in April. Network outages are a fact of life for practically every service, but for Verizon, they could severely tarnish their reputation. The carrier was the first in the country to roll out LTE, and it has by far the most coverage. But since it's a fairly young network, Verizon needs to make sure their problems are fixed quickly. Otherwise, consumers will wonder if LTE is worth the extra cost. The 4G technology is already causing issues with some consumers due to its heavy battery usage. Verizon certainly doesn't.
Yes! Oh, my God!
Experience. So you're one of the ones who has battery issues.
Battery issues at the flippin' wazoo.
You know, I want to say that's probably not a Verizon-specific issue, because I notice that happens with my service, with this phone. It'll get hot, and then it'll just shut off. And sometimes I'm not even doing anything that's, you know, heavily intensive. And my cousin was saying the same thing. Y'all need to fix your stuff. Fix your stuff, Verizon, and all of you with phones have me. Oh, I'm sorry. This stuff is kicking in. I got to slow down. Go ahead, Ginger. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Are you okay?
The vitamins are kicking in. I'm about to get up and start, you know, handstanding or something.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yeah. All right, so I guess I can do mine. And I just, people don't be texting me. Y'all totally made me. Okay, so anyways, the Humble Indie Bundle 4 adds HB3 games. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. The Humble Indie Bundle 4 is on fire, already generating nearly $1.8 million and over 340,000 bundle sales. The Pay What You Want promotion has added an additional 5 games into the mix from Humble Indie Bundle 3, as well as their full soundtracks. To get all these extras, consumers simply needed to pay more than the average price of $5.16. All told, if you pay above that average price, you'll get gratuitous Space Battles, Cave Story Plus, Jamestown, Bit.Trip Runner Super, Meat Boy, Shank, Night Sky HD, oh my god, V, I think, Crayon Physics Deluxe, Cogs, and Yet It Moves, and Hammer Fight. You also get all the soundtracks for free. As always, you can decide how to divvy up the money you pay between the game makers and two charities, Child's Play and American Red Cross, and all of the games are DRM-free. The sale continues for another 7 days, so if you want to get in on this, it is humblebundle.com.
Yay!
And people, stop naming your games crap like VVVVVV. Okay? Just saying.
Does that mean to be 555-5555 or something?
Maybe. Maybe it's 555-5555. I don't know. Either way, stop doing that.
Y'all are pissing the Ginger off, just so y'all know.
Yes. Y'all are going to get shot.
Ooh, see?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might want to be careful. Ginger's deadly with a gun.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
We've told y'all this before. All right, for those of you who love yourself some Dungeon Defenders, have a holly jolly orc and goblin slaying Christmas. Tis the season for epic co-op awesomeness. In celebration of the upcoming holiday season, Trendy Entertainment is releasing yet another DLC pack for the Steam version of Dungeon Defenders. Following in the footsteps of the popular Halloween and Thanksgiving DLC packs, this latest content batch, yeah, y'all need to rewrite that, of additional goodies include the four brand new holiday-themed character skins for the Apprentice Monk, Squire, and Huntress, 4 all-new holiday-themed weapons for the Apprentice, Monk, Squire, and Huntress. Wait a minute, why would they, yeah, did y'all know y'all put that in there twice? Yeah, okay. You could have just put character skins and weapons all together. Okay, there's also a new holiday mission where you have to deliver presents to random locations and then defend them. Dungeon Defenders will also be on sale for a whopping 50% off from today all the way through Monday, January the 2nd. We do have some screenshots and possibly a trailer that are going to be going up in just mere moments. So if you're interested in knowing about Dungeon Defenders, pop on over to GameAndMatrix.com, or you can go straight to GamerGirlsRadio.com. Take you right to the page where all the good news is hot.
That is hot. That is very hot.
Yes, I likes it. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that loud?
You did.
I didn't mean to say it all like that. Or maybe I did. You just don't know.
Ah, Verna.
Get him, did you get him?
Oh, no.
I know. There will be no yawning during the morning news. At nighttime, it is possibly acceptable.
I know. All right, so Charge Your Brain will challenge your mind and is available for free on the App Store. Improve your logic, memory, and math skills in a 16 puzzler. Christmas is not only a time of celebration, it is also a time of giving, and your independent developer, Unusual Things, are in a giving mood. Charge Your Brain, a collection of mini games aimed at improving and challenging your mind, is now available on the App Store and is compatible with the Apple iPhone, Apple iPod Touch, and the Apple iPad.
That's right, that's right.
Charge Your Brain is the perfect puzzle companion, not only during Christmas, but all year round, as it offers players an opportunity to stay on the couch playing fun and entertaining games focused at improving logic, memory, and math skills. This free-to-download puzzler is hilarious fun and the perfect game to stimulate and improve your brain's activity and function level by offering mental challenges such as speed of response, logic, comparison of objects, searching, math, and memory skills. It doesn't matter if you are young or old, experienced or a rookie, Charge Your Brain has a built-in guide. Her name is Kate, and she will aid and help you throughout the experience.
Yay!
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 All right, so this is on the iTunes store right now, so head over and check this out. What?
Jay says there's something wrong with Ginger these days. No boobs, stabbing, GLaDOS, shooting folks. Somebody needs an intervention. Oh, see how quickly they turn on you? He just moves on to the next pair of boobs, girl. That's how the men folk are.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to intervention him.
Ooh, see? CJ, you are stepping in it. Check your shoes. Okay. Check your shoes, boy. All right, lovely, more games. You know what? I'm just going to tell you, people, before I get into that, I'm going to tell you, Ginger and I were discussing why we keep getting all these last-minute PRs. They're one paragraph long. They're sending over weird stuff. Here, sign up here. Apparently, according to GI.biz this morning, digital sales and new payment methods have outpaced new physical software retail sales in the U.S. this third quarter. According to NPD Group's U.S. Games Market Dynamics report, consumers spent about $1.3 billion on new physical video and PC game software in quarter three. However, a further $1.64 billion was spent on digital game downloads, DLC, social games, mobile games, used games, and game rentals. The physical retail sales had a rough quarter, NPD is reporting, or NPD analyst Anita Frazier saying. She said increases in sales from some of the other monetization methods and full game and add-on digital downloads in particular only partially offset the decline seen in the new physical retail channel. The total spent on hardware, content, and accessories for the period was $4.2 billion and around 11% less, than quarter three 2010. So what that all boils down to is a lot of you are lazy. Get out your house and go out and shop, people. So that means we're getting a lot of crazy last-minute deals, like, for instance, and because that one was short, I'm going to flow right into the next one, a new game we were alerted to this morning called War to Glory. Yeah. I've never heard of this game, but apparently there is a new update that's coming early next year, which allows you to construct strongholds so that you can attack other alliances. I don't know. Why would you want to attack your alliances? But anyway, War to Glory is supposed to be a strategic game set during World War II. The Stronghold content patch will be the biggest content introduction since the game's launch over a year ago. And again, it can be played for free at wartoglory.co.uk. You'll soon find the option to construct ocean fortresses named Strongholds, in my lisp, and from there launch the most violent and cunning attacks yet on another Strongholds alliance. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or a green recruit, you can choose to participate in the most intense alliance combat to date, utilize new and unique items and offers of equipment to outgun, outlast, and outmaneuver all who oppose you, or just like I do, just cut them, or like Ginger does, shank them. you can check out some more about War to Glory again with us, GamerGhostRadio.com. If you want to know more about the game, we've got some screenshots coming as soon as I can get to them. What is with them in the crazy... Yeah. You people are out of your flipping minds over...
Out of your mind.
Just not right. All kinds of crazy. You know what? I need to check this one out. Okay, so anyway, you can check out more about that game at our website. I am not sure what's going on with our site today. I got some crazy... I got some crazy stuff going on. I do.
So far, I've not had anything too crazy going on.
I've got craziness going on.
Right. Can I read this yet?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right. Exclusive sneak... Can't talk. Exclusive sneak peek and preview of Star Marine Infinite Ammo coming soon to the App Store. I says they fooked with the wrong Star Marine. Yes, and I changed that. Yeah.
I think they bleeped it out. You just had it in your own.
Yes, yes. Developer Glitchsoft, famed and renowned for some of the most awesome and popular retro games, including the award-winning Destructopus and the classic Barstar, are at it again. Star Marine Infinite Ammo for the Apple iPhone and Apple iPod Touch is currently in the final stages of its development and interested... not read you that part. Star Marine Infinite Ammo can be defined as the definitive run-and-gun experience set in the distant future and the darkest corner of the universe. A tyrant race captures and oppresses all living creatures within their realm. One by one, the race acquires control over all, that is, until they cross paths with one man. He goes by the name of Ark, and he is a battle-hardened drifter with no set course. Untamable, right. Unforgiving, and unstoppable, he will bring apocalypse to the evil race and a fiery charge rampant with bullets and explosions. It's safe to say they screwed with the wrong Star Marine. Yeah.
Is there ever
so,
a right Star Marine to
I don't know. It depends on how you mess with them. Star Marine Infinite Ammo is a side-scroller that is inspired by and features comparable gameplay to popular titles like Contra, Rapid Reload, and Metal Slug. The game is completely original and designed from the ground up for iOS and features a familiar dual-stick control schematic with a single button to activate Ark's propulsion pack. The controls are extremely responsive and allow Ark to run, dash, jump, hover, hang, climb, and prone while delivering a continuous rain of bullets upon his enemies. All right, so it's going to be early January 2012 is when this release is going to be. So, yeah, stay tuned. Maybe you'll hear more.
Now, Jay is trying to apologize to you, but it didn't go over very well.
No.
Jay,
no. Thank you, Jay.
Ooh. Yeah, I tried
watch,
to help
watch
you.
Your back.
I can't do nothing for you, man. Jay, I'm sorry. I tried to help. Oh, wow. I love living in Texas.
I know, right? This weather back and forth. It was like 30 yesterday, and it's like 70 and pretty outside today.
Yeah, it's summer again today, or autumn, fall. I don't know what's going on outside.
All right, this weather back and forth.
All right. CrowdStar is talking smack about the Facebook a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Speaking to TechCrunch, one Mr. Peter Rellin expressed doubt over the validity of Facebook's HTML5 development platform for game developers. He's saying it's possibly still too immature to be really tempting for game developers. Yes, I am embellishing just a bit because it's just juicy. He says, we haven't heard or seen that much traction in terms of gaming, which I attribute to the fact that HTML games, which they're supporting, are relatively immature as technology. He says, you can't suddenly take people who have learned to build native client games on Object-C and Java and have them go build with fewer options. It just lacks a supply of high-quality games. I concur. You? I do. Changing focus on HTML5 requires massive tech and workflow adjustments. Facebook is taking a long-term strategic directional initiative, which developers have to compare to the here-and-now money initiative. CrowdStar was once entirely focused on social development. Remember they made that It Girl game we used to play?
Yeah.
So, but they made a move to break of Facebook with the announcement of Project Trident, a company-wide strategy where every new product is developed to work on Facebook, mobile, and other social networks as in Asian markets. He's saying that there's been a change over the past year from our default Facebook position in 2010. Zynga is the main other company that has been making this type of move to focus on multiple platforms. According to data sourced by VentureBeat and people's over at GI.biz, the strategy is working. CrowdStar's latest iOS game, A Social Girl, which is basically It Girl on Facebook. When I looked, I was like, this is the same game. They reached 1 million downloads in their first week, and Rellin estimates that around half of the company's revenue now comes from mobile products. Rellin believes that the mobile social gaming has generated around $500 million in revenue this year for them, but only $100 million of that is being spent through Android devices. In order to catch Apple, Google needs to accelerate direct carrier billing to make payment easier for its customers. I won't be buying anything. I don't care what they do. The thing about Android is obviously monetization, Rellin told TechCrunch. For example, on the Kindle Fire, we're already seeing much better numbers, average revenue per customer, and the rest, even if it's small. Google Checkout and Wallet, that's long been a very long strategic initiative, but not likely to take off on a mobile device because they're just behind. Amazon does already have 150 million credit cards on file. The Apple has hundreds of millions. Android needs to leverage carrier billing very, very aggressively if they want to keep CrowdStar's business or get more business from them. I have to agree with him that Facebook is kind of immature is a good word.
Yes.
Because we're not going to get we're just not going to get the quality of games that I like personally. I needed to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. And it bothers me because, like I said, there's some games that have the potential to probably do great things. Star Fever Agency, I keep harping on that game and that company so that a lot of you will go over and play, and because I really would like to see them move from Facebook. They have some great potential to do some things if they weren't on Facebook, things you just can't do on Facebook. And I also don't know who designs the clothes, but whoever's designing those clothes, you need to move it to Second Life where you can make some good, real good money, you know, while you're waiting.
Yeah.
Or you need to take it to the real world because their designs are off the chain in beautiful, beautiful clothes, which we haven't talked about that on Pixinista yet, but we'll get around to it. We're still a little crazy on Pixinista. We keep telling you guys.
Just a little. We're getting it.
Yeah, we'll get there. He's got to be right. I've never looked at Facebook's, what they use to code the games, the HTML5. Mm-hmm. Never looked at it at all, but I do know very rudimentary. If you've played the Zynga games, that's just pretty much gets boring after a while, and I think that's pretty much the epitome of what you can do.
Yeah.
At first, we had our Mafia Wars where, here, click here to fight, and you keep clicking it. Okay, that's boring.
Yes. That gets a little bit boring really quick.
It's not even a throwback to old school gaming at all. Some people were saying it is. It's a throwback where you had to use your imagination. No, I used my imagination before because I was typing out what was happening. I was creating it. Now I'm not even doing that. I'm just clicking a button. Boring.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Moving along. Next news.
Moving along.
Are you threatening the J?
I am so threatening the J. I love you, J. All right. So Sony faces class action for PSN terms of service changes. Fight. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. In September, Sony updated the PlayStation Network's term of service to include a new clause removing the ability for customers who are more than likely upset over the major security breach that happened earlier in the year to file future class action lawsuits. Users who accepted the new TOS had to agree to individual arbitration instead of a lawsuit if they had a grievance against Sony. Since users had to agree to the new TOS in order to sign in to PSN, many simply agreed and moved on. Some opted out via mail, but most simply weren't concerned about the changes enough to make the effort. One person has decided that he deserves his day in court over these changes and has filed a class action lawsuit. The class in this case represents those who had purchased a PS3 prior to the changes in the TOS. The Northern Californian man who filed the lawsuit alleges that Sony has engaged in unfair business practices by taking away a service users expected to have when they bought the console. The suit further alleges that in adding these new clauses, Sony tried to hide the information deep within a form viewable only on the PS3. Previous user agreements were available online. Sony has not responded publicly to the story, but chances are that they would have no comment because of the pending litigation. Yeah. All right, so the last class action lawsuit against Sony, which focused on the removal of other OS from the PS3, was thrown out by a district court judge who called the company's action bad business but not illegal. Sony.
Bad business, it may not be illegal, but it's still going to lose your customers because he's dead on. Remember, we were saying that. He didn't, you know, that they didn't put it online. Where can I find this copy of the agreement? The only thing they offered was... here, you guys can opt out of it if you send us a mail. Why do I have to send you a mail? I didn't have to opt in by sending you an email.
Exactly.
So, very, very strange, Sony. I concur with him. Is it a class action suit that he's filing?
It is a class action suit.
That means we're all involved.
Ooh. Well, some people are. I'm not.
We are. Oh, you know what? We opted out of litigation, didn't we?
I don't have a PS3.
Oh, you don't have a PS3. Wait a minute. Ooh, then that means I'm involved. Ooh, free games again! Okay. I'm sorry, I get all excited about free games. Oof. Well, two people you never expected to see working together, Microsoft and Nokia. Mm-hmm. Amazon wasn't the only company interested in snapping up BlackBerry Maker Research in Motion, or RIM, as they've been called before. Microsoft and Nokia, now close partners thanks to Nokia's adoption of the Windows Phone 7, also considered a joint bid for RIM, the Wall Street Journal's reporting. It's not clear if the discussions were anything more than a pipe dream, as the WSJ notes executives from all three companies often get together to discuss other partnerships. With both Microsoft and Nokia struggling to turn the Windows Phone platform into a contender, it wouldn't really make sense for them to snap up RIM, a former smartphone giant that's now weighed down by an out-of-date OS, not iOS. Last week, RIM's co-CEOs, Mike Lazaridis. I'm going to need y'all to change your names. Just be like Cher or something. Mike and Jim, there you go, announced the company's long-awaited BlackBerry 10 devices won't appear until the end of 2012 due to the chipset delays. BlackBerry 10, formerly BBX, is RIM's next-generation operating system based on the QNX software that powers the BlackBerry Playbook. It's RIM's best chance to take on iOS and Android. But come the end of 2012, it may arrive too late to make a difference. News of the delay followed RIM's third quarter earnings report, in which the company reported a massive revenue drop over the last year. The WSJ says RIM has also discussed licensing its software with Samsung and HTC, though that's unlikely since those manufacturers are already juggling multiple smartphone platforms. RIM may find some success licensing its operating system to smaller manufacturers, though it's going to have a hard time competing against Android's free price tag. Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. Oh, wow. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this at all. I have no visual outcome, nothing. This is one we're going to have to wait and see. Ginger, are you with me? Mm-mm. Are you with me, Ginger? Ginger, are you there? Hello, Ginger.
I was washing down some almonds.
He said, Jay says this means war. Oh, he gonna.
I am not scared of you.
You're going to war with the boobs, Jay? That's not smart. Mm-hmm. You want to keep the boobs on your side.
We will win every time.
But yeah, the boobs will win. I hate to tell you this.
Mm-hmm. All right, so have we already talked about the AT&T merger?
I don't know. I don't know if we did, to be honest with you.
All right, so the AT&T merger plans for T-Mobile officially dead.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that. Go ahead and tell us about it.
All right, so AT&T has officially announced that its merger plan with T-Mobile is pushing up daisies, but it also takes a few shots at the government for running interference to kill the deal. Maybe this is because you don't need to be an evil corporation. The $39 billion deal with T-Mobile parent company, Germany-based Deutsche Telekom, I probably said that wrong.
You might have said it right.
Fell apart after government regulators from the FCC and the Justice Department took AT&T to task over what the company claimed the deal would accomplish. The Justice Department sued to block the deal in late August, calling it anti-competitive and warning that it could raise consumer prices. The FCC was about to engage in similar legal action when AT&T decided to withdraw from the process altogether. Yeah, you got your pee-pee smacked. AT&T used the announcement to lambast the government over the head, saying that government opposition and lack of ways to grow its airwaves was a problem for everyone in the mobile space. All right, so pretty much the end of it's just them fighting back and forth. The action by the Federal Communication Commission and Department of Justice to block this transaction do not change the realities of the U.S. wireless industry, says AT&T in a statement. It is one of the most fiercely competitive industries in the world, with a mounting need for more spectrum that is not diminished and must be addressed immediately. The AT&T and T-Mobile USA combination would have offered an interim solution to this spectrum shortage. In the absence of such steps, customers will be harmed and needed investment will be stifled. AT&T says that it would continue to be aggressive in leading the mobile internet revolution, and that it has invested more money over the past 4 years in its networks than any other U.S. company. The bad news for AT&T investors is that the company expects to take a serious hit because of the deal. AT&T says that it expects to take a charge of $4 billion for the fourth quarter of 2011 to pay off the breakup penalty fee to Deutsche Telekom. See, they really are Deutsche Telekom. On the plus side, it expects to enter into a mutually beneficial roaming agreement with Deutsche Telekom, too. Yay. See, you should never go into a partnership with anybody called Deutsche.
just as a future reference.
future reference.
Be aware.
They got Goosh in their name. Don't do it.
Right? Okay. Jay, you know what? Just wrong. Just all kinds of wrong. I'm stepping out of this fight. I got nothing to do with it. Mind my own business. You too.
The boobs always win. Always. All a girl has to do is yank up her top, and you guys just stop in your tracks.
Well, Mr. Yoshida, also known as Sony's president of Worldwide Studios, Shuhei Yoshida. Did I say Shuhei Yoshida? You know, I give up. He believes that Japanese gamers are now more open to Western games. Speaking to European PlayStation blog, he revealed that Everybody's Golf and Uncharted Golden Abyss were the most pre-ordered games ahead of the Vita's Japanese launch last week. According to Yoshida, the prominence of the U.S.-developed Uncharted in a lineup dominated by Japanese games is indicative of a larger trend in the region. Japanese people traditionally have a strong local preference, particularly with the manga-style look of the characters that they love. But as technology and presentation advances in games like Uncharted and Call of Duty, they're rightly seeing their quality. The Japanese launch of the PlayStation Vita was accompanied by 24 games at a range of different price points. Yoshida claimed that this variety in software is a key focus for the Vita, and Sony developed the hardware with the ease of development in mind. He says when he saw the new developers coming in and getting straight to work on those systems when they had matured, he could not believe how quickly they were getting their games up and running. He says, I've never seen anything like that before. This also extends to the dev teams of different sizes. Yoshida admitted that his personal favorite Vita game is Sound Shapes, an experimental music game, which almost was entirely created by everyday shooter developer Jonathan Mack. Yeah. That guy. He says, I'm a fan of these small developers. The best thing that they have experience in every part of planning, developing, and releasing. It's not like they left school and have gone to work in the team of 100, only ever working on one particular aspect of their game. He says they don't follow the traditional game conventions. Some of them are very vocal about trying to break those rules. They are the next generation, and they'll be changing the landscape of gaming long after I've retired. That is very, very nice. Nicely written article. You can check that out over at PlayStation Blog, or you can go over to GI.biz. I have to agree with him. I have never understood personally why when they have a team put together, they only do their one little part. Because at least for me working, even the few games I've gotten to work on, I needed to see what everybody else was doing because it's easier to see how you fit in. Also, easier to contribute if they're doing something that doesn't go with what you're doing. You know, you need to know what's going on, not just, okay, here's my part. You told me to do this, and this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I need to know what everybody's doing. I need to be involved in all aspects so that I know how my part fits in and if something that you're doing is going to make it not flow like it's all one game. Because I think that's where a lot of the bugs come from, honestly. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what you were doing, what was your part, how you fit in. I'm just doing guns, and maybe your gun don't work for this part of the game. But that reminds me, by the way, I had not played Battlefield 3 yet, and I did yesterday while I was out. Uh-huh. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why not?
I am Team Call of Duty all the way if I had to pick between the two. I did not like the demo that they had at GameStop. You were the fighter pilot thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just go on record saying I really don't like the flying and shooting games at all. And it's not to say that I'm bad at them. It's just I got very bored very quickly. And so the controls are not intuitive, like, you know, the pitching up and down. There's two buttons that do that. There should be one. So intuitively, my thing, because I played Crimson Skies, if you guys remember that way back when, was that to use both the left and right stick. You know, when you pull the left one down, you push the right one up, it pitches your plane down. Well, there's actually one of the bumpers that does the same thing as what your right hand does. So it was confusing. I just did not like it at all. So I'm sorry, you Battlefield 3 people. Be angry with me if you like, but it is pretty. It's gorgeous. But I was just not impressed with the whole fighter pilot thing.
From trailers, it looks gorgeous. I saw nothing.
GLaDOS has got you.
GLaDOS, let go.
All right, it's almost time for us to take a break. If I might, Miss Ginger.
What?
Before it's time to go, I want to let you guys know, especially our girls, pay attention. Guys, you can go over, but really, you know, probably not a big help for you. There is an organization. We've mentioned before
GirlUp.org. Make sure you pop over there, check that out. Our ladies that are listening, and give them some support. We don't give them enough support here, honestly. I keep forgetting about them. Not because of any other reason, then we're just busy. For $25, you can help a girl in another country get a little bit of an education. I want to talk to them. I'm not all about always sending our money overseas. Our economy is not great, and we have some girls here that need the money. But that's exactly the point of you joining Girl Up, is to be able to say things like that. So our page is a member. You go over and check them out and tell them we said, what about our girls here? We got some little girls here that are in danger of having a bad education. Anyway, you check that out. What else was I going to say? We got 3 minutes. Ginger, what you got after the break before our...
I've got Vampire Wars.
Vampire?
Vampire Wars for the iPhone.
Vampire, you say? Vampire?
A vampire. Yes.
Are you sure it's a vampire?
Yes, and it's an MMORPG.
You sound like you fell in a hole somewhere.
Why do I...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you sound like all like you... There's a hand over your mouth, which I know you may like, but it just doesn't smell like a show.
Wow, that might be hot, but no, there's no hand over my mouth. GLaDOS, let me go.
Oh, she finally let you go. Ginger, you need to see if you can get out. I just scared a whole bunch of people, and that's it.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, 'cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive,
can they find us?
They can find us on GameAnatrix.com. They can find us on Twitter. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us in Second Life. They can find us now in APB. Tuesday nights, you can find us with Pix and Nista on Blog Talk Radio. Thursday nights, Gamer Girls Radio.
This Week in Gaming.
Yes, this week. Yeah, This Week in Gaming. All over the place. So, yeah, just check us out.
Find us.
Yes, we're everywhere. Everywhere. Xbox, PS3, Wii, which we're not going to give you.
Because the code is too damn long.
Fix it, Wii, fix it. Yes, yes, yes. But the new Wii U is supposed to have something different. So, you know.
Well, we hope we get us a copy of the Wii U.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ginger,
we're
going to
need 4 copies.
No, Ginger, we're going to need you to dress up like a Japanese schoolgirl and do the whole fluffy cake business.
Pull off pigtails.
Yeah, you can. And you're redhead. You're just perfect. She's got the big old pretty blue green eyes. And you're perfect. Perfect. And Snow can be the stern professor with the glasses. You know, there's always one of those.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. That's hot. I've seen that before.
She's got the dark hair, you know, and the whole blue eyes. Yeah, y'all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Notice I try to pimp them, y'all.
She does too. I don't want to work today.
Get out on that corner, girl.
It's okay. Cold out there on that corner.
Get me my money. Get me my game.
You'll see how she uses us.
All right, time to take it down. So just tell them about the vampires. We got 2 minutes live before she starts talking. Just so you know, we're going to cut off in about 2 minutes, maybe less. But she told you where you can find us. And in about 15 minutes, you can listen to the rest of this podcast. We urge you to do so. It's always good on the other side.
Yes, it is. That's when I get to get dirty. Yay! Let Vampire War burn your hands up in the Christmas season.
GLaDOS has you, girl. She's got you.
GLaDOS,
okay.
I will shank you and your children.
Oh, God. Woo, that came out clear. Okay, go.
Right. iFree Studio has just unveiled its latest vampire-featured game, Vampire War. You are absorbed into a bloody and gloomy realm where lupines, mortals, and vampires are experiencing a much more fierce conflict, and the vampires themselves are facing a cruel jihad. You, the Prince of Darkness, why does it always gotta be the prince? Why can't I be the princess? All right, so anyways, the Prince of Darkness has to choose your camp and fight and bite for your clan. The three vampire sects, the Camarilla, the Sabbat, and the Independent Ikanu, are possessed by their desire on... Ooh, Ikanu. Hey, that was from EverQuest, right? No, Dark Age of Camelot. Anyways, are possessed by their desire on getting the sarcophagus, which is rumored as containing the body of the third mortal Cain, the first vampire. Being different from other vampire games, this MMORPG boom will bring you a pure gothic beauty and delicious bloody feast. You need to fight to get back your mysterious castle, recruit and extend your team. Equipment and skills are essential, so forge yourselves and be stronger. As other games which deploy in-app purchase system, Vampire Wars allows you to buy extra outfits, but it all matters that you experience and enjoy the whole process personally. It is expected to see the players invite their it is expected to see that players invite their friends to participate and at the same time get premium rewards. Real-time chatting is also supported for exciting communications among players from all over the world. You can either set up or send an ally. And platform is also available for Vampire Meeting. Enjoy the Twilight Saga and Vampire Diary and anticipate getting involved in a simulation of Gothic Bloody World. Anyways, free MMO, it looks like. It's going to be on the iPhone, iPod Touch, and the iPad. It requires iOS 3.0+. I've got this up on GameMatrix.com if you want to sort through it and try to figure out what it's saying. Yay!
Am I muted?
Yes. Ikanu, okay. That's from Dark Age Camelot. That's my little blue chick, Ikanu. All right, sorry.
Oh, was that her name?
No. Her name was...
Okay, you're glad I got you when you said the name. One more time.
Her was Uber Dump.
Yes, stop it. Yeah, she won't let you speak. Okay.
GLaDOS, I hate you, I curse you for 1,000 days.
When you talk bad to her, she likes it, because then she lets you speak.
Yes. No, and Ikanu, her name was Uber Gimp.
There you go. I heard that one.
Uber Gimp. He was awesome.
Now, here's an interesting thing that actually happened a couple days ago, and we're going to be posting this the video up on our site. It is up on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, you should probably watch it. And VentureBeat managed to grab the interview before we did. Yeah, sometimes people scoop us, but hey, we do like them at VentureBeat. Especially one of them in particular, I think, is particularly hot. So anyway, you know who you are. Yes. Okay, so as gaming culture is maturing, a handful of impressive fan films, which may be outlawed in the very near future, we hope not, are paying homage to particular titles that have continued to emerge. First, The Escape from City 17, which is comprised of Half-Life shorts from 2 years ago, set a new standard with their Hollywood light production values. Then earlier this year, we had Modern Warfare and Portal receive similar treatments. Now, another Valve-published game, Left 4 Dead, has been reimagined in a live-action 8-minute film, which you can find on YouTube, or rather on our site. It'll be up on the front page probably by the time you hear this. The same production company is responsible for the Resistance web series that was picked up by Starz Media last year. And I got to say, it is very... nice. I think this is probably why so much government, especially the movie industry, is probably pushing the government to outlaw some of the machinima, because this falls under that machinima thing, so that we can't rival them. And we're already taking their money. And if you think it's not about the money, you are sorely mistaken.
You know what? If y'all made better things, maybe we wouldn't steal your money.
Yeah. So... even at the beginning of their film, they do have this disclaimer, but it really wouldn't help them if that law manages to pass. the following preview is a non-profit fan film and is for private use only, not intended for sale or commercial use. We reserve the copyrights and TM to the original creators of the following content used within the film. This film was produced solely for entertainment purposes. And I think Valve is going to let this one stay, because if you've not seen Zombieland, and if you have and you notice the similarities between it and Left 4 Dead, the people who wrote, produced, and directed Zombieland did go to Valve and wanted to use the actual characters, and Valve said no. And probably one of the biggest mistakes of their lives, because it turned out to be a really great movie. It's hilarious.
and you know, love a good zombie movie. So this time I think they're probably going to let this one stay. It does help them, help, you know. Oh, and they're using my favorite song in it too, by the way. One of the songs we use here on the show, The Grounds for Divorce. And can you believe that is...
I love that song.
I love that song. That is Snow White calling me. Let's put Snow White on.
No!
Hello, Snow White. You are on the air.
Hello, Snow.
Ginger says hello, Snow.
Sorry about that. I'll be back when you're off.
Bye. I love when I do that to her. She's gonna cut me. Oh my God, she's gonna cut me. All right. So anyway, yeah. You might want to check that out. Again, we are adding it to our channel, like, right now. And it looks to be excellent, an excellent film. Ginger's like, where is it? Where is it? Put it up.
Yes, 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 yes. Where is this? Where is this? I want to play.
Yeah, no, you want to watch. You want to watch. You want to watch them do the video. But, yeah, so I think Valve thought maybe probably that was a bad mistake for them to not endorse Zombieland, and I'm willing to bet next time around, oh yeah, we're going to see some endorsement for Zombieland. Zombieland 2 is supposed to be due out this year. I had not wanted to mention it because that's like torture for me, having to wait for stuff like Harry Potter movies, torture.
Yeah.
I had to wait, and it was driving me batty. And so this year I'm expecting Zombieland 2. So that, and especially since, what's his face, the Tenet? It's not Michael Cera, and the two get compared a lot. Whoever the lead guy is, I can't remember his name, but he was all geeky, nerdy, and skinny. And if you've not seen him lately, ladies, he's all buffed up. The arms are nice. Just goes to show you nerds. Put the controller down every once in a while and pick up some weights, and you can still be geeky and hot. Oh, my God, he looks so hot.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, I may need to go check this out now.
He never smiles. I like that, too. You ain't got to smile, baby. Just be cute. Just adorable. Mm. Oh, sorry. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Rudolph.
We were?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Go ahead. Talk about Rudolph while I fan myself. Okay.
Rudolph comes to Pristintel with a job for everyone. Right. So, December 21st, the classic 3D fantasy MMORPG Pristintel celebrates the holidays with old school way with Rudolph and Frosty and a special Christmas adventure as well as a new map and other surprises. This is going to be another one that's horribly translated, apparently. All right, so Rudolph has just rolled into the Pristin continent. Your job, find him the 7 unique items that fell off his sleigh. If you do, he will give you a special prize. Watch out, though. To obtain these items, players will need to defeat the snowmen hiding among regular monsters in each map. So get your friends together and earn your reward from Rudolph. There's also some more surprises. Along with the patch is an enhancement to the new Ice Mine map. The 108 item drop rates have been increased for all monsters. Finally, the daily quest experience has been increased. There's also a hint. Talk to Hunter Owen, who can be found in Rakarton and Palai. You'll be rewarded even more for completing his quest. All right, so Pristintel is a free-to-play MMORPG that centers on real-time battle systems. The game Tell is perhaps one of the oldest free MMORPGs out there. The game was released in South Korea. See, I told you there were some translation issues. South Korea in 2001 and has since won countless awards. The game has 8 playable classes. 4 of them are on the Tepscron faction, and the other 4 are on the Morion faction.
Tepscron? What kind of name is Tepscron?
Tepscron. No, Tepscron. Tepscron and Morion.
It still sounds weird.
Yes. Yes. All right. But it's made by Suba Games. I like Suba Games.
Maybe it's good.
All right, so I've got this up. At least I'm pretty sure I've got this up on GameAndMatrix.com this morning. Go over and check this out.
Woot, 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 woot. Okay, now that I've sung it, you all like when I do that, don't you?
Yes, I like it when you sing for me.
Okay, I'll sing to you later. Okay, so Android is saying to you, well, everybody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody else, I'm Doc Bridge, would you? I always hated that argument.
And then the other people are saying, so what? You're not special. According to Google's Android chief, Andy Rubin, you're one of the growing mob of us, people who are tuning in and turning on to the open-source mobile operating system, Android. There are currently Over 700,000 Android devices activated every day.
Android. Mm-hmm. Android.
This is from Ruben's his Google Plus page. Oh, I love it. The statistic has more than doubled since last year when Rubik tweeted that 300,000 new devices were being activated daily. And during the company's July 2011 earnings, Google CEO Larry Page noted that the company had reached 550,000 activations per day. Back then. Around that time, Rubin stated that Android's rate of growth was growing by about 4.4% every single week. All these activation stats add up to some serious domination, which is what we like here. Earlier this month, we reported that Android devices accounted for half the total mobile market for smartphones in the United States. Apple came in at a distant 27%. Wah, wah. Sorry, Apple. Also, and this is likely to impact both operating systems' growth and total market share, Android overtook iPhone as the most desired mobile platform earlier this year. Mm-hmm. According to the numbers from Nielsen from January 2011 to March 2011, more than one-third of consumers indicate Android as their preferred operating system. That number had leapt up from around one-quarter just a few months before. I dare say that is not all phones. That is, you got the new Kindle that runs off of Android. You got your Nook, which runs off the Android innards. You've got Xperia, which runs off
innards.
The Android innards. Android innards. And then you also add to the fact that Android now, if you don't have one, can pop over to the Walmart and pick yourself up any Android phone. And activate it with no fuss, no muss, no contract. You don't got to argue with the guy and say, what can you do for me? It's just $45, and you roll out with unlimited talk, text, and type. $45 a month, and if you decide you can't pay it or don't want to pay it the next month, you just don't. So I think that has a lot to do with that's a lot to do with Walmart. Once Walmart figured out they could throw an Android phone out there, it was like catnip. They were like, woo, yeah. Because even I was like, damn, Virgin, I don't know. You may lose me. That's a pretty good deal. And I got to draw it. Oof, I don't know. But I just got this one, so it's too soon to be changing phones. But if it dies, if I manage to shock it and it dies, then that's where I may be going. I may have to leave you, Virgin. I'm sorry. That's a pretty good deal. Is that not the best deal ever, Ginger Man?
That is the best deal ever.
Especially for Christmas. Can you imagine all the people that are going to be doing that for Christmas? If you're not doing it for Christmas, you probably should be. And the phones are cheap. They're cheap.
Yes, phones are, well, I was going to say phones are dirt cheap nowadays, but that's not totally true.
No, not all are. There's a new phone from Virgin that is a Droid. The next one up, I forgot what they call it, something, but it's like $300, $400. It's rivaling the price of an iPhone, but from looking at it, it's way more powerful than the iPhone, which is odd. Hey, you know, Apple, I like your stuff, but having the whole, this is just our operating system, it can't go on any other phone, is a shot in the foot after a while. Somebody's going to come along and do what you do and then offer it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I fell
in love with my Droid the minute I got it in my hand and started playing with it. I didn't think I was going to. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a difference. And then I got to playing with it, I was like, I am never, ever going back to you, Apple. Sorry, you can keep your iPhone.
I'm going to tell you I fell in love with the Droid when I turned it on and it was like, I was looking into the sun and I heard the Droid. I was like, okay. I stay with you forever. I love you. I belong to you.
We love you. We belong to just you. Just you.
Right. It is time for us to go.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready to go. Now that this image has finally finished downloading, I think that's why I sounded like GLaDOS for so long. Seriously, 8,000 by 8,000. That is nuts.
Oh, come on, people. Well, let's let GLaDOS sing a song out. If she will sing. GLaDOS, will you please sing for us, please?
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom?